Hi, guys.
Tom Brady. Where's that, Tom Brady? All right, here's the deal. When you threw the check at the end of the game,
yeah,
did you think it was old? And did you have any idea you could get the ball back again?
Well, I thought we talked about that. You know, before the drive, we said, you know, even going on, if we missed a fourth down play, we could still get the ball back at some point and go down and score. And then our defense made a great stop. And, you know, they punted the ball to 25-30. And, you know, guys made a bunch of plays there at the end. Guys made big-time catches, and it was just a great game.
Describe the touchdown pass to Tompkins with 10 seconds left in the game.
Yeah, well, we had everybody going to the end zone. And he kind of snuck into the corner, and you know, I put it up there for him, and he came down and made a great catch. So there was a lot of great catches there at the end. Julian, the seam ball to start the drive, and then Austin had a fourth down catch. You know, AD came back, caught an in cut. That was a big play. So that was a great situational football and a great win, and against a really good team. So we're 5-1. We're just grinding, and you know, hopefully we can use this, you know, as a little bit of momentum going into next week.
Tom, what did you say about the confidence in the receivers, your young guys, especially after a lot of drop passes once again tonight, keep on going back, especially in the final?
Well, I have confidence in those guys. I mean, it hasn't, you know, we're just working hard every day to try to get better, and certainly not perfect out there. I think we're definitely, you know, just, like I said, I always say grinding. We're just trying to get better every day in practice and every game. And there's these situations that are coming up, and we're learning from them. And you know, the receivers have done a great job. You know, Mike Hooman really has stood in there and done a great job for us at the tight end spot. And you know, the backs all ran hard, so it was a great all around win. Yeah. Well, he's earned the confidence of everybody. So, you know, we had a situation where, you know, put him on the field and see what he could do and see if he could help us win a game. And he did. So that was, you know, a great thing. That's what we need. That's what football teams are all about. And you use all 53 guys on the roster to try to move the ball down the field and get in the end zone one way or another. And today it took us 59 minutes and 55 seconds. So, you know, we needed all the time, and it took all the time. And great way to finish.
You spoke on Wednesday about the need for a complimentary win and to be consistent. Maybe you weren't as consistent as you would have liked with them because of the complimentary nature of the game. You got it back.
Yeah. Defense made some huge stands. They played great when they needed to, and that's a really good offense. Teams that's been scoring a lot of points. So, you know, they've been playing good all year offensively. You know, we still got to do a better job getting the ball in the end zone. And like I said, there's a lot of things to improve on. It was better, but, you know, we're not quite there yet.
But overall, as you mentioned, the 53 guys you made, it was a very good complimentary win. Special teams, offense, defense. Does it help to galvanize the team a little bit?
Well, winning helps galvanize everything. So it's, you know, losing sucks, and it was a rough week. And, you know, I think the thing is there's a lot of character and mental toughness, and that really showed. So we're down but not out. And we had some momentum go our way that we didn't take advantage, and then it went their way, and then we fought and overcame some odds. So that's what football is all about. I mean, you're going to have those over the course of a season, and I was just proud of the way that we hung in there and never stopped fighting.
When you go forward on fourth down, how surprised were you with that decision?
When we didn't,
before the 3 minutes to go.
Yeah. Well, we knew that we were down one, and if we missed it, they were going to, you know, hopefully kick a field goal like they did, and then we'd have another chance. So I don't think we were very discouraged. You know, we just said, look, all right, it was – got to do better, and you know, if we get it back, we got to certainly make more plays. There was little margin for error there at the end based on the situation that we were in, and guys really made some great catches, and certainly the last one was a, you know, great catch in the corner of the end zone. Well, he's done a great job. I mean, he's been in there a bunch. He's made a lot of plays for us this year, so I think going to all those guys, I mean, Aaron made some plays, Julian made plays, Austin made plays, you know, Hooman made some plays. So they're all big at this point. I mean, there's no drives that aren't important, or certainly no situations where things aren't important. You know, as the game got closer to the end and the margin of error gets smaller, you got to make better plays, and with that's when we're at our best.
What's the ball there?
Yeah. No, it was a tight throw, and we're sending all the guys to the end zone, and at that point you're just trying to pick a side, and I looked right and then came back left, and I saw, you know, Kay made a move and then slipped behind him, and I just tried to put it back there where he could make a play. So that was pretty sweet. Well, I think sometimes it helped us a little bit because we were playing fast and you could be aggressive, and then sometimes if we didn't execute well, it didn't go very well. So, I mean, it's only as good as the execution, you know, regardless of the tempo, and certainly late in the game we were going fast. But, you know, we got to make the plays when they're there, whether they were going fast or going slow. It's, you know, all those plays are important. Yeah. Yeah, well, it was a bad read. I mean, Julian was running through the defense, and I put it up there and just didn't make a good throw. So, you know, everyone's a little deflated when we throw interceptions, but that's, you know, you got to still bounce back. I mean, regardless of the situation, you got to have enough mental toughness to come through. And I think our guys all believe in each other, and I think we've shown that over the course of the season to get to 5-1. We've had some tough games, and none of them have been easy. But, 5-1 is a decent record. Well, we had great fans and great support, and every time we come and play at home, the crowd gives us a huge boost. So things have been pretty good here for a long time, and it's a great place to play. And we're trying to go out and represent, the city the best we can. You know, all of New England, and certainly, that winning is an important formula too. So, coach always says, do well in the community and try to win some football games. That's the two things that are important to the guys that sit in this room.
In those late game situations, do you realize how improbable it is for you to win the game, or do you go out there totally confident that you're going to execute and pull it off somehow, no matter how you play to that point?
Yeah, I think it's no matter how you play to that point, you have a situation, and you have one timeout, two timeouts, three timeouts, no timeouts. You're backed up. Regardless of what happens over the course of the game, you have a chance, and that's what football is all about. And, interestingly, the plays in the first quarter are just as important as the plays in the fourth quarter. It's just the game's not really on the line at that point. When the game's on the line, you see what guys are made of, and all those guys at the receiver position made some huge plays on the last drive. Yeah, well, you have to in football. As great as a win this is, we got to come to work tomorrow, and we're on the clock against the Jets, and they're going to be motivated. They lost. They're playing at home. We've already played them once, so, no matter what happens, you have to start working on next week, and we got to learn from the things we did well and learn from the things that we did poorly, and try to get to 6-1. That's the goal this week. So thank you, guys.